Hello, world, from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain. It's another Radio Munson. That's called the Disc Jockey Jump. It's by Gene Krupa and his band. Gene playing great drums still in 1958. And he had a young guy, a baritone saxophone player, by the name of Jerry Mulligan, who was only 18 years old at the time, writing arrangements for his band. And Jerry did that one featuring Phil Woods on alto saxophone. Irby Green was the guy playing trombone. That high trumpet, Doc Severinsen. 1958. The Disc Jockey Jump kicks off another Radio Munson. Boy, I mean every disc jockey back in the day had to have his or her, usually his, theme song. And I don't recall that I ever used a Disc Jockey Jump as mine, but all disc jockeys craved a singing jingle that mentioned their name and the radio station's call letters. I finally got mine. Unfortunately, it had to do with morning radio, because I was trying to coax people out of bed in central Illinois for about 35 years. So it would not be in place here on this program, which is called Radio Munson, little flashback on Thursday evenings. I'm glad you're listening wherever you are this evening. We promise that there'll be no fake news on tonight's show, just the straight scoop on some of this stuff. Where else can you find that, anyway?
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean, in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay.
John Pizzarelli with Don Sobeski's great arrangement. George and Ira Gershwin teamed to write that. Actually, it was the last composition of George Gershwin before his death in 1937. It was smack in the middle of the Great Depression, and Ira provided the lyrics. And we spin it again one more time here on Radio Munson. From Tucson tonight, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West Studios. I'm going to sweep out one of these days and got it a little closer to real lavishly appointed. We broadcast on WGLT in Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Always happy to do it. Always happy to have you listening wherever you are. Here's a Marty Paich arrangement with his Dectet for Ella.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Who ever could doubt those eyes? That you told me those little white lies. Those little white, tiny white, little white lies.
Ella Fitzgerald with Marty Paich arrangement. Here on Radio Munson on Thursday evening. You know, you can reach me at don@wglt.org. You can also find archived editions of our show when you go to wglt.org. Well, you know that's Errol Garner at the keyboard, don't you? It was 1962, and Errol Garner, who could not read or write music, self-taught pianist, had composed this song and performed it.
Thank you.
the great Errol Garner, 1962, at the Seattle World's Fair, playing Misty. He wrote that song, Misty, in 1954. And when Johnny Mathis, the singer, who was very popular at the time, heard the song, he said, you know, I'd record that song if it had words. So Errol Garner asked Johnny Burke to write him some lyrics. Johnny did, and it was one of the great hits of Johnny Mathis. I think it was 1958 when Johnny recorded it. I'm Don Munson. This is Della Reese with Neil Hefti's band.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but the blue skies do I see. Yeah, blue birds singing a song, pretty little blue birds singing and swinging all day long. Believe me, I never saw the sun shining so bright, never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them are gone, nothing but the blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, gone, 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 nothing but the blue skies from now on. Just the brightest and bluest of skies from now on. Thank you.
a song that's 100 years old, celebrates its centennial this year. Written in 1917 by bandleader and composer Art Hickman, who found himself and his band booked into the prestigious St. Francis Hotel right there on Union Square in San Francisco. They were playing the Rose Room. That was the venue. So he decided to write a song and title it The Rose Room. Became a hit later on for Artie Shaw's band, whose arrangement we heard right there. Here on Radio Munson. It's drummer Sherry Markle and her Diva Jazz Orchestra with Ann Hampton Calloway.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold. The moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love, come back, love, come back, love, come back to me.
Hampton Calloway with the Diva Jazz Orchestra, Sherry Markle playing drums here on Radio Munson. You meet the most interesting people out here in Tucson, Arizona. Just a little ways down Dove Mountain from where we live is a park for the residents of Dove Mountain that includes a dog park, you know, a fenced-in dog park. So we get to know people who, like us, take their dogs down there and let them run free during the morning. And I met a lady from Boise, Idaho. Her dog's name was Benji. If you are a dog owner and go to dog parks, you know the people's names by their dog's names. You know, that's Fido's mom and dad. Well, this was the dog's name was Benji. Her name was Barb, and she is from Boise, but had moved down here to Tucson, Arizona. And I knew that Gene Harris, the wonderful pianist, had settled down late in his career in Boise, Idaho, and became quite an icon there. He was still recording but he was also just making so many new friends. And he was playing an iconic hotel called the Idenhah Hotel. It's been made out into condos now. But at the time, it was still a hotel, and he was playing piano with either a trio or a quartet there. And one of the high school kids was a guy by the name of Curtis Stigers, who aspired to be a rock and roller. He played pretty good tenor saxophone and sang a little bit. But he would grab his saxophone and come on down to the Idenhah Hotel. And when Gene Harris, a huge man, a great big man who intimidated absolutely nobody because he was always smiling, would always invite the kids to sit in with his group. And they just made music together. And Curtis Stigers never forgot that. Just a few years ago, he got Anthony Wilson, the guitarist, and Jeff Hamilton, the drummer, who played with Gene Harris, and John Clayton, the bass player, and Gilbert Castellanos, the trumpeter, and he brought his saxophone into the studio, and Curtis Stigers wrote and sang this song about Gene Harris and about the Idenhah Hotel, which was located in Boise at the corner of 10th and Main.
Now it's a Tuesday night, the kids are sleeping tight, but they're swinging down at 10th and Main. The city streets are bare, nobody anywhere, but they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Well, when the big man sits down to play piano, ain't nobody feeling any pain. I'm gonna grab my axe and I'll be making tracks where they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Swinging. That man can play the blues, you know he's paid his dues. When you hear him swinging down at 10 and Main, he's bound to make you cry when you let those fingers fly. When he's swinging down at 10 and Main, yeah, he's a good man. Oh, he's kind and gracious, he's glad to let you share the stage. But you better hold on tight, cause the jam is hot tonight, when they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Oh yeah, yeah, they're swinging down at 10th and Main. Yeah, baby, yeah, they're swinging down at 10th and Main.
Curtis Stigers. I don't think I mentioned Larry Golding. He's playing piano, with Anthony Wilson on guitar, Jeff Hamilton on drums. That was John Clayton playing the Arco bass. And Gilbert Castellanos was the guy playing trumpet. When I mentioned Gene Harris to my new friend, Barb, from Boise, she said, "Oh, yeah, I listened to Gene Harris many times there at the hotel." She said she was a good friend of Gene Harris's wife. The great Gene Harris died in 2000. What a pianist he was. Here he is with Jeff Hamilton again playing drums, Gene Harris on piano, Ray Brown on bass this time, and Ron Ashe playing guitar. And Don't Be That Way. done by a band led by Lance Bryant, tenor saxophonist, who you heard there. He did the arranging for a band put together to help celebrate the 90th birthday of Lionel Hampton, the great entertainer who was not only a vibraphonist, but a great drummer, and a guy who could sell a song when he sang as well. Hap turned 90 years old. As part of all of that festivity, they held a night for him in the White House, and the Clintons were in the White House. This is 1998. Bill and Hillary Clinton were the host and hostess, and Hillary said that Bill had worn out most of his Lionel Hampton LPs by playing them over and over and over during their early years of their marriage. Before the night was over, Hamp had sung a couple of songs. Remember, this guy's 90. He'd played vibes a couple of times. I don't think he played drums at all. He did not play in that track we just heard. But Hamp said, you know, we have a pretty good saxophonist here in the room, and let's bring him up on stage to play with the band. And of course, it was Bill Clinton who played pretty good saxophone on My Funny Valentine. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. That was Gene Harris and his quartet before the break with Don't Be That Way. Here's a song that Arthur Prysock recorded. It was actually a song that he recorded in, I think, 1976 or 1977. And it was not a particularly well-received song, but the people who had a product to sell said, let's revise the lyrics just a little bit and have Arthur go back in the studio to record it. So it became a singing commercial. What was the product? This was the original song.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. So much to say. Words that got away back then. Tonight, let's begin again. It's been so long. Gee, I'm glad to see you sitting here with you. I know that we were true back when. The day we told each other, I'll always be your friend. So many words to so many songs get lost in the stars as time goes on. And yet, here's two good friends who promised they would never forget. So much to say, words that got away back then. Tonight, tonight, let's begin again. Let there be good times, the warmth and the glow are still just as strong as long ago when we met. Here's two good friends who promised they would never. Tonight, tonight, let's begin again.
Well, you heard the commercial version of it. By a commercial, I mean the product selling commercial on TV. Arthur Prysock redid the lyrics and sang, here's to good friends, and tonight, tonight, let it be Löwenbräu. Yeah, the Löwenbräu beer people made a killing with that song in the background of a Löwenbräu commercial. 1978. Here on Radio Munson, Cyril Amé is going to do a little scatting for you coming up. We're here till 9 o'clock, you know, Central Time, till 7 o'clock here in the mountains of southern Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. I know the weather back in central Illinois has been iffy. A lot of clouds, a lot of rain for as far back as you can remember, almost. Are we going to get a break in them? I don't think so. This, well, maybe a break in the showers in the forecast for, what, Saturday maybe? For a little while. Other than that, it continues to be the same. You're stuck back in September anyway, right?
The leaves of brown came tall and don't remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the
the French chanteuse Cyril Amé with Jeff Lindberg Chicago Jazz Orchestra here on Radio Munson. Here's John Cacuzzi, played a vocal by him the other night. This time he's playing vibes. He also plays wonderful drums. Here he is with Joe Eschwan this time playing drums, and Randy Reinhardt on trombone, and Randy Sankey on trumpet with The Man I Love. John Cacuzzi playing some vibes with The Man I Love, Randy Sankey on trumpet, and Randy Reinhardt playing trombone here on Radio Munson. By the way, we have a Radio Munson Facebook page. You know, just go to Facebook and then check out Radio Munson. Have some information on some of these artists we're hearing, including George Roberts, who Nelson Riddle always used in his recordings, particularly for Sinatra. George Roberts played bass trombone. Here they are together.
I'll be loving you always, with the love that's true, always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Be fair always. That's when I'll be there. Always. Not for just an hour, not just a day, not for just one year, but always. Always. Always, all the time.